Hello, I am Jasmine Rice with Good Things Are Gonna Come, and today's episode is the top five reasons women divorce in their 40s. So when I recall every wedding that I have attended in the past 43 years, including my own, mind you, the words "I do" have never been followed up with until I'm 40. Although the average age of divorce in the United States is 30, the divorce rate in couples over 40 has increased significantly in the past 25 years. And why is that? Is it the frustrated 40s? Maybe the meaning of marriage has changed? So what are the top five reasons women divorce in their 40s? And these are in no particular order. One, incompatibility. What you wanted out of life when you were 20 is most likely very different than what you want out of life when you're 40. It's very likely that if you met your spouse in your 20s, maybe even late teens, you have each grown individually, but perhaps you've grown apart from each other. Staying in a marriage out of convenience versus compatibility can appear to be easier, but it can be detrimental for your mental health and well-being. It's great to have a partner that you have the same interests with and friends as a married couple, and doing your own thing without your partner is also very healthy. However, if you find that you're wanting to spend more time without your partner than with him or her because your interests have changed so much, that could be your answer. You shouldn't always agree on everything or even love all of the same things, but as you are changing with age, are you overcoming obstacles together as a couple, which can make your relationship stronger, or are you sorting through them solo and those obstacles are pulling you apart? Two, finances. Who paid for your first date? Do you remember? Maybe there was financial pressure since that moment. Financial challenges affect any kind of partnership and cause unwanted stress and tension. Many disagreements couples have are due to some type of financial conflict. If you and your spouse have different budgeting habits, or perhaps one of you doesn't want to budget at all, this could lead to resentment and conflict in your marriage. So you have the stress of job loss, perhaps, debt, you have a spender versus a saver, unexpected major expenses, control, maybe whoever makes the gold makes the rules, or gambling. All of those issues can be worked through. Money is ultimately not the issue. It's lack of communication and trust. That is the underlying issue in the demise of any relationship. Three, domestic or substance abuse. Many women in their 40s get divorced due to domestic abuse, but often not soon enough. They tolerate the abuse through maybe their 20s and their 30s, justifying the behavior or hoping for a change before finally calling it quits. Domestic abuse may be verbal, physical, emotional, or sexual. Abuse can even be extreme control by withholding certain privileges from your partner. Abuse is your partner showing a need to control you, demanding that you fulfill their needs, and failing to take responsibility for their side of the struggles in your relationship. And unfortunately, these relationships tend to come with a constant cycle of highs and lows. And that can be very, very confusing and keep you in a marriage for longer. Many women hang on hoping that they're going to see the pattern change and often don't find the strength to leave until later in their marriage. And I want to note, if you feel that you are in danger due to domestic abuse, please call 911. You can also contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE. Four, lack of intimacy or infidelity. So your marriage probably started out hot and heavy. You couldn't keep your hands off of each other. And then along came kids and work and life just happened. Can you remember the last time you said, "I love you," or held your partner's hand? While in your 40s, you may no longer have the "I can't keep my hands off of you" kind of passion you had early in your relationship, but that's okay. But are you no longer attracted to your partner anymore? Or perhaps you are the one that reaches out for affection and you're only rejected. If you simply have no interest in sex with your partner or them with you, divorce is likely in the future unless you can work through those issues, and most likely that's going to be with a therapist. Lack of affection itself can lead to divorce, but it also can lead to infidelity. Infidelity can be worked through, but it can also cause irreparable damage to a relationship. Whether this is emotional or physical infidelity, the effects can hurt a relationship beyond repair. The spouse doing the cheating or the spouse being cheated on could decide to end the marriage. When one or both partners goes outside of the relationship to get their needs met, whether that's sexual or emotional, even if forgiveness is found, trust is often broken and unable to be repaired. 5, married too young. That was me right here. Although it may seem romantic to get married right out of high school or college, doing so can actually increase your risks of getting divorced in your 40s. Divorce rates for those that marry right out of high school or college are nearly 20% higher than the national average. Couples who get married younger may do so for the wrong reasons, making your family happy or a milestone like a graduation, or you're from a small town and that's just, you know, what you're supposed to do. You can become codependent on each other in an unhealthy way because it's all you've known. And as you mature, you find that you really aren't as compatible as you thought you were. Maybe you never had a chance to live alone. Other options look more attractive to you. When you're married, your individual priorities often get pushed aside in favor of the we of the relationship. But when all you have known is the we since such a young age, the me has never had a chance to be found. So, is it better to stay in a relationship where you are truly unhappy just because you said until death do us part? So, the why behind a divorce can be anything from poor communication, incompatibility, boredom, or a loss of trust in the wake of an affair. Couples can, however, overcome challenges by continuing to work on issues that arise by having honest and open communication. But again, is it better to stay in that relationship if you are truly unhappy just because you said until death do us part? Emma Murano, who held the title of the world's oldest woman until her death in the early, 2017, she said that divorcing her husband in middle age was the secret to her longevity. Well, that and eating raw eggs and cookies. So maybe she had it right. This marriage that maybe you're saying goodbye to wasn't your happy ever after. But I have a hunch if you are making or already have made this decision with your heart, no matter how hard the process might be, you will find you are happy even after. Remember, you got this.